Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Joining in this issue discussion today, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about today, Fauci lied and many people died. And now we know the truth. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, as he's come to be known, the man in the white jacket that controls the Oval Office in Washington. Dr. Fauci lied to the people nationally, internationally, globally. We've had hundreds of thousands of deaths as a result of the lie. What's the source of COVID-19? How did it come into America? Do we know more today than we knew a year and a half ago? Should we be concerned about it? Should we the people, should we bow, bend, and fully accept what is told to us by the power brokers in the Beltway in Washington that claim that they're concerned about our health? They want to take care of our health. Should we be concerned about the source? Should we be concerned about the modus operandi and or the ultimate purpose and goal that they have in mind? That's what we're talking about today. Fauci lied. Many people died. Now we know the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the truth, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It was the Lord Jesus in John 8:31-32 that said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus made a declaration in John 14:6, "I am truth." He is the truth. And then he points back in John 17:17 and says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we should depend on, not some ideology out of Washington, not some denominational dogma. Our decision as we face the issues ought not to be based on some philosophical rhetoric. We ought not to place our faith and trust in man. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, "Put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no hope." Our hope is only in a relationship to God through Jesus Christ. And that's the only way we have truth, is through the truth book. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And I recommend that to you today. But it was the secularist George Orwell, back in 1947-48, in the writing of his book, the dystopian novel called 1984, George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that exactly true today. Is a disdain, a revulsion, a rejection, a rebellion, a refusal to hear the truth. And this is should be cause for concern on the part of every one of us today. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, that warns Americans decline is linked to the death of truth. Senator DeMint says this: "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, he wrote, further he states, "What we believe about truth does not change what truth is. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among many Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to what I touch on each and every broadcast, and that is what was stated by the 15th century theologian and church reformer. He said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That ought to be the mantra of every Christian. That ought to be the mantra of every conservative. That ought to be the mantra of every patriot in America today, is seeking truth, learning truth, living truth. By the way, you won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth coming out of the Beltway in Washington. You won't find truth coming out of the Oval Office. So we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth. And I believe we're living in the era that more and more we're required to stand for truth, even if we stand alone, even if we stand to our death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has the full line of homeowner brand equipment as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has a full staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, that can answer all of your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, where is 11291 Old St. Augustine Road? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about a subject that is prevailing today on even CNN, I was surprised this morning about 6:30, 7 o'clock, watching some news, and I'd rolled the dial just to see what lies were coming up next on CNN. And CNN was talking about Dr. Gupta had been the first one to warn us back in March of this year of the possibility that the Wuhan, China virus escaped from the Wuhan Chinese lab. And ladies and gentlemen, that's simply a lie. That's simply not true. We have talked about that in conservative circles. We've talked about that through physicians on Fox News and others. We have listened to the renowned scientist and virologist speak on the issue of what took place in the labs in North Carolina and Wuhan, China, and the location of it. But we're just now recognizing it. In fact, as Senator Rand Paul has been confronted for Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, or some have called him Lord Fauci, Senator Rand has been very confronted in talking about the fact that Dr. Fauci, he believes, and I believe he is right, is personally responsible for the Wuhan, China virus that we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation, America, all of us as a nation, we've been living under the panic and the fear and the chaos, confusion and calamity for a year and a half now. For a year and a half, we have been under the threat of doom. If you hear the Communist Network News reporters, if you watch anything on CNN, if you listen to anything out of Washington, the Biden-Harris, or should I say Harris-Biden administration, you would think that the world's coming to an end tomorrow because of COVID-19, because of the pandemic. It is very clearly, as some have stated it, it is the plandemic. And I believe that as we look further into the situation and the condition that we're in America today with it, we'll understand that. So what has caused this state of fear? What's caused America to be in panic? What's caused America to be living in a chaos, chaotic, confused, calamity state in our nation? What has brought this about? I want us to do a little brief thumbnail sketch overview of the events that caused, thus far, ladies and gentlemen, it's caused, the last count I had with the documentation on it, was over 250,000 deaths in America as a result of the chaos, the confusion, the hopelessness, the helplessness, the depression, the desperation. And as a result of that, about 250,000 people have died from drug overdose or from suicide as a result of sensing hopelessness and helplessness as a result of COVID-19. And the panic, the fear, the chaos, the confusion that's loomed over America. Thousands of businesses, ladies and gentlemen, have filed bankruptcy. Thousands of businesses will never open back up. We have hundreds of thousands of businesses today that's trying to reopen and cannot hire staff to open back up. Multitudes as a result of the workers unwilling to come out of the closet. Multitudes as a result of the workers being paid by the Biden administration to sit at home and not work. Multitudes of the workers are still petrified, frightened, afraid for their lives, that if they come out of the closet, they'll die because of COVID-19. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching hundreds of millions of dollars in losses across America and around the globe as a result of what is taking place. Thousands of churches, ladies and gentlemen, closed and yet remain closed as a result of fear, panic, chaos and confusion, calamity. Multitudes of pastors are still hiding under the bed and in the closets. Thousands and thousands of pastors and churches are afraid to come out. Some of the churches even requiring a COVID pass to enter the church. Some of the churches requiring a 6-foot separation, yet 6-foot separation of the people in the congregation. Multitudes of churches separating the people by a row of benches, a row of chairs that has to remain empty. Many of the churches, ladies and gentlemen, are involved in the solicitation and the recommendation of you getting a COVID vaccination, setting up their churches as vaccination sites. Is anything wrong with that? Is anything detrimental to that? I say yes, it is. And as the George Barna report has said, with our churches, multitudes, he says, over half of those that opened the doors again, half of them will never, ever regain the membership or the attendance that they had on one occasion before the forced lockdown, the closings of our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just do a little brief thumbnail sketch. As I call it, an overview of what's taken place in the last 18 months, approximately, in America. You're familiar with it. You've heard about it. But I don't know if you've looked at it chronologically. So I want us to look at kind of a chronological overview of the happenings. It was about January of 2020 when America was told that 2.2 million people would die from what's called the COVID-19, or as President Trump called it, the China virus. And by the way, Sleepy Joe's introduced hate crime legislation claiming that because President Trump called it the China virus, that all of a sudden in America now we've got a rebellion and an uprising against Asians coming into America or Asian Americans. And he's claiming that on, blaming that on President Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, it was in January 2020 when America first heard about the Chinese coronavirus. As we've discovered in the past year and a half, even back as early as September of 2019, there were rattlings and rumblings out of China about the China virus and some of the things that were taking place there that was not reported on a global basis, that we did not know was taking place. But it hit America, and it was told to President Trump, those in the white jackets, Lord Fauci, Dr. Birx, coming out of Dr. Tedros with the World Health Organization, that unless we shut everything down, that there would be 2.2 million people dying in America. Ladies and gentlemen, you must ask the question. If you ask the question, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. You need to ask the question, where did the 2.2 million number originate? How did we think that 2.2 million people would die? Well, it just so happens out of what's called the London Institute that studies viruses and makes the projections. A professor by the name of Professor Ferguson. Professor Ferguson, notwithstanding the fact that every projection that he'd ever made about any virus or any disease, any malady, he had always been wrong. But nevertheless, he made that projection claims he'd put all the data into his computer, and that was the numbers that he came up with, that 2.2 million people would die in America alone unless there's a lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, both of whom, by the way, are on the board. They're paid as board directors for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Both of them, Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, along with Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, all of them whispering in the ear of the president, stating that that was true, that we need to do something about it. Well, Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, from that we see as the premier health officials in America, out of CDC and the World Health Organization and the National Institute of Health, told President Trump that we must lock America down. In fact, they were insistent that President Trump lock America down. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just as a little parenthetical side note, that's never happened in the history of America. It's never taken place with any virus where there was the recommendation by any health authority that you just shut everything down, lock everybody up, not let them out of their homes or the families or move out of the businesses, et cetera, et cetera. That was the requirement. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply, we have determined, we have found out, is not true at all. But President Trump did not know that. President Trump did not realize that he'd been deceived, that he'd been lied to, that the numbers were absolutely incorrect. But he did that. In fact, President Trump did not understand what was taking place. He just believed the people in the white jackets. And as a result of that, there was a recommendation to shut America down for 15 days to, quote, flatten the curve. To flatten the curve. Well, President Trump said to the world, to the nation, let's shut it down, lock everything up for 15 days to flatten the curve. Well, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, that 15 days went into a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, a year, over a year, year and a half approximately, of shutting everything down in America, bringing the American thriving economy to a screeching halt, causing hundreds of millions of dollars of damages to businesses and the closure of churches and the destruction of lives and futures in America. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tuck in just for a moment. That number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call-in number reaches the studio right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions and comments in relationship to the subject today. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci lied. Many people died. Now we know the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the shutdown and the chronology of what took place over the past year, year and a half in America that's brought the nation to a screeching halt, that's caused the panic, the fear, the consternation, the confusion, and the calamity on every hand. Most of the schools across America have not opened back up in a year. Most of our students have gone without proper education for almost a year. What do you do with the education for a student that's 10th, 11th, 12th grade? Perhaps they were looking for colleges. Perhaps they'd already been given the potentiality of a scholarship, et cetera, to enter a college, and were not able to do so as a result of the educational system being shut down. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's a proven fact, the scientific fact, that the students rarely would have a contagion called coronavirus. If they were to, it's not communicable, generally speaking. If they were to catch it, it's very, very little harm or danger, almost no zip, almost no deaths in that age group, and yet we've kept our schools closed down. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, in God we trust, all others pay cash. Doctors practice medicine, they are not infallible. A certain lawyer, a local lawyer, advertises on TV by stating that the number of malpractice lawsuits filed every week would fill up a 747 jumbo jet every week. Just one malpractice case, a surgeon mistakenly amputated the wrong foot. The bad foot had to be amputated, leaving the patient without feet. The patient sued, and I heard the settlement was over $4 million. May I remind your listeners that multitudes of doctors and nurses who are held in high esteem are more than willing to dismember millions of unborn babies every year. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. although I believe one day all of us will one day give an account to a holy God for what we did during our lifetime.
Brother, you're exactly right, and it's a good insight as to what you're saying. We're discovering down through the past 12, 14, 16 months now, those physicians that would come forward with truth, they have come forward with facts, scientific evidence and facts, they've been mocked at, laughed at, derided, and refused to be given any voice or a hearing on a national level. And I am thankful to see that coming to a screeching halt. Some of these same physicians that had said that Fauci had lied, that Fauci was culpable with the damage and the deaths that had taken place. In fact, it was Senator Rand Paul that said that he believed Fauci is culpable for all of the deaths that had taken place as a result of it. But those physicians that had the truth, wanted to express the truth, wanted to warn the nation, were laughed at, mocked at, derided, and not given a platform to speak by way of television, radio, newsprint, or otherwise. And I'm thankful to see that coming to a screeching halt, because they're just now, the nation is just now waking up and realizing that we've been lied to royally, primarily by Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci, I think, feels some way that he is the answer to all of the problems, and yet he's the cause of all of the problems when it comes to the Chinese coronavirus. But yes, we're facing an issue today, and in doing so, we must realize that those in the white jackets do not have the final answer. God does.
God's right. Still on the throne. Dr. God's Youngblood?
Yes.
Can I say another thing?
Yes, sir.
Apparently, Dr. Fauci is another one of the establishment elites that can just get away with anything. If Trump or a Christian conservative had done anything like what Fauci has done, I mean, they'd be on the news every day. It's just not right the way the favoritism goes out to these the other side, the people who are advocating for ungodly things.
Yes, and as you're saying, Joseph, you're alluding to the fact, and you're, without saying so, and I'm in the same position, it seems as though evil is winning. And absolutely, from the surface, from the human standpoint, it would seem that way. But if you've read the scripture, and I know you have, and for our listeners, we know who wins in the end.
Amen.
We win in the end. I read the last chapter of the book, so to speak. I've read what God says in His Word. And so we need to, as Christians, we need to look up, lift up our head in the realization that our redemption draws nigh. We need to recognize that we win in the end. We're not to be fearful. In fact, that's one of the things that our listeners need to understand, Joseph, is that God has said in His Word in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear, and yet fear pervades our society today. Fear is what's making everybody hide in the closet, put the mask on, and now taking the jab, as it's called, that is life-threatening as a result of that. But, Joseph, you're exactly right, brother. Keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Don't surrender the ship.
Amen.
God bless you, and thank you for your call, brother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion about the issue we're talking about today. Fauci lied, and many people died. Now we know the truth about the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump, when he said lockdown for 15 days, did not realize that he had been lied to, didn't realize that he became the puppet that was being utilized by a global reset mindset that was part of the coup to overthrow the presidential election being carried out by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the entire socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. That was the plan. They latched on to a plan that had been hatched out of the demonic sources to come forward and bring about the whole fright for the United States of America to try to prevent people from voting and allow them to steal by a coup to steal the election. Yes, I believe the election was stolen. I don't believe it was a legitimate election. And with what's taking place now with the five or six of the battleground states, more and more of the states now in those battleground states approving by the recount, by the analysis of the machines and the audits of those votes, they're coming up with a greater and greater evidence that I believe will manifest itself in the next 3 to 6 months, greater and greater evidence that the election was in fact stolen. It's not going to change the one that's in the White House because that's already been certified. But I tell you, it will set the stage to let the world know, and especially in America, to know that we've been lied to, been deceived, and a coup has taken place. And now there are multitudes, millions of Christians, conservatives, patriots in America that are still running around in fright, fear, and wanting to still mask up, even though now they finally come out of the closet and they've said you don't have to wear a mask. But ladies and gentlemen, getting back to the chronology of what has taken place, the shutdown for 15 days then to flatten the curve lasted over a year. And some states are still partially shut down. Some states are still calling for the mask. Some states are still calling for the lockdown. Some governors, the wannabe dictator, tyrant, fascists that are in the blue states are threatening the citizens. If you don't follow me, if you don't believe what I say, if you don't do as I say, if you don't jump and I say jump, we're going to lock you back down. We're going to take your livelihood. We're going to shut the churches. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a movement today across America of those standing up saying, no, we'll not be locked down. No, we'll not be forced to wear a mask. No, we'll not be forced to stay out of our churches. And I'm thankful to see a greater and greater number, ladies and gentlemen, today taking a stand and saying that we have recognized that we've been lied to and no longer we're going to allow that to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says new evidence ties COVID-19 creation to research funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci. You heard me right. This article says China, the World Health Organization, and the U.S. National Institute of Health have dismissed the theory that the virus causing the global pandemic that has killed more than 2 million people globally and devastated economies worldwide escaped from the Wuhan, China lab funded by the United States. We're going to get into that a little more detail during the course of this broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a realization now that with this new evidence, and it's new evidence coming out every day, they've done a research and an analysis through the World Health Organization as to what caused the Wuhan, China virus. And summarily, Dr. Tedros and those that was involved in that study said that it certainly was not out of the Wuhan, China lab, that it was simply from the wet market there in China, and it jumped from animal to human, and it could not have been from the lab. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that's a lie. We've been told another lie, and we're discovering that it's another lie. We're discovering that it literally came out of the Wuhan, China lab, bought and paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars, funded by the National Institute of Health, $3.7 million. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. $3.7 million of our taxpayer money that bought and paid for the human splicing of the virus that caused it to be viral as it is. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the end result of it today. We're watching the panic. We're watching the chaos, the confusion, and the fear that's permeating society around the globe and, yes, here in the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, ultimately, by the way, just to tie a loose end from my analogy and my chronology, Professor Ferguson out of the London Institute was ultimately fired from his position. I don't think we'll have to worry in the future about him coming up with false data that projects, like he did in this case, 2.2 million people projected to die in America. And it's my prayer that we won't have others that will do so. But as a result of that defective input into his computer, it destroyed the health and the well-being of the United States of America. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand where we're going. During the course of this broadcast, we're going to interview some folks that I believe can give some insight and information, overview of what's happening, why we should not be afraid, why we should not take the vaccination, and what we should do as free citizens in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Just 1 minute, and we'll be back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.